Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 84 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where when's the last time you guys heard of a fucking cranny? Like, with no nook involved. Like, there's only ever crannies when there's nooks.
Cranny?
That is fair. I don't think I've ever...
No, I don't.
What even is a cranny?
I know what a cranberry is.
I know what a cranberry is, but cran...
It's like some...
Some people think crayons are the things that you color with, and that's not true. We all know that.
Nah, crayon? It's just a little different way of just cranking it up there. I don't...
Craning, this is a verb now. To cran something.
Cran.
Is to make it a tiny area.
Wait.
I'm going to cran it up there.
I mean, what the fuck is a cranny?
I feel like that's just like you. I feel like it's another way of calling like a granny, like a cranny. Like, you know, it's like you're cranky and you're old.
So hey,
you're
grandma.
Like, hey, grandma.
Grandma. Yeah. I like grandmas. You watch grandma porn?
Yeah. Grandmas and Krilfs.
Cranny porn. It's a really tight vagina you get on the necks and panties.
Grandma Krill is going to get on.
Krill?
What is wrong with you?
Grandma Krill?
Another.
She's going in for the Krill.
Doing it for the Krill.
That's just now it's going to be like, it should be the new name of some currency. Yeah, you got five Krill.
Or cranny.
You got five crannies, bro.
Crannies. You got five crannies and a krill.
Five crannies and a krill. That's all you need.
Sounds like a band. Five crannies and a
cranny
krill.
Cranny and the krill.
Cranny and the krill. I like that.
And the krill.
Everybody's, and all your fans are krillins.
Krillins. Dude, some people made a krilling off of crypto.
People are krilling each other for crypto.
People, yeah, it's a bloodbath out there. Crypto is just like entering and leaving pockets, digital wallets being exchanged for dark services on the dark web. Evil shit.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, people selling fucking other people's body parts and shit, or they're...
Yeah. I heard this one dude said that he was going to, like, sell his leg for $200. I was like, that's not worth it.
Not at all.
That's not enough money.
I was about to say, why would you do it for $200?
I mean, if the surgery is covered.
I mean, nah.
If the surgery is covered, that's $200.
Yeah.
And then you could be one of those people who was like, it's inspiring that they have one leg and they still do shit, you know? You could go work out, do one-legged squats, and be like...
Bulgarians.
So, dude, think about it. You only have to do half of leg day.
You lose a bunch of weight because you lose the weight of having that leg.
So if the guy gets, like, sick of it, right? Because he wants another leg back and he goes to get the prosthetic.
You get a mechanical one.
What if it costs... It's going to cost more than $200.
Yeah.
So now he just lost.
Especially the smart ones.
All right. So if you had the opportunity to change all of your body parts to prosthetic limbs for free, everything was covered, would you switch? Would you make the switch?
It depends how advanced the prosthetics are.
You would not die. That's for sure.
They need to be, like, kind of futuristic. Like, they got to be, like...
All right, we're gonna be picky about the free prosthetics. They gotta look like they gotta have neon lights.
I like doing stuff with my fingers. If I don't have complete motor control, my fingers.
Oh. Check out my fists. The RGBs.
I thought you were talking about like technical. Like you were talking about like muscle, like neurons.
Yeah, like
muscle neurons. You know the ones.
My Krillons.
How do you communicate with a fucking machine like that? Like, they plug it in? Where? Where do they fucking plug it in?
Do we have, like, a port on our, like, a secret port somewhere?
That's what I want to know.
They just cran it, dude. They just cran it in there.
They cran it in there.
Just like a nice little, your butthole's your Ethernet port. It's connected to your brainstem from all the way, runs up your spine.
I mean, my brain stem is an Ethernet, yeah.
Can I connect to your
you up to the house? It's a painful, painful process.
This is the new cyberpunk.
But like, I'm a cyberpunk. Yeah.
I'm a punk. Yo, and you really think about it, dude. Imagine like that lifestyle being legit down the road. We're not gonna live to see it.
I mean, we could. We could be just in time. You could be Grant. You could be a grandma. And when I'm a granddad, I want to switch my limbs over.
Shit. Just like, we're all in our, you know, our granddad ages. Why you got to do that to me right now?
Sorry.
Why you got to do that? I'm very self-conscious. You're krilling me here.
You're krilling yourself, bro.
Okay. Yeah, I'll remember that.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
But it's like, we get to our you know, quote unquote golden years, and
are these them? These are golden years.
You know, I never understood.
You know,
because the golden years, you think those are the best years, right?
Yeah.
So, but you'd think that your best years would be when you are most like physically healthy. Because I always think about death. I'm like, if I could guarantee that I'll be one of those people who's like 90 and still walking around, ignore the voice crack. That would be cool. I want to guarantee.
You're krilling it, bro.
I would love it if I stayed good till I was ripe. So that all my years are golden years.
That's true.
It'd be amazing. Just be like 96 and you're just still kicking. You could still wipe your own ass. Like, that's what I hope for.
Yeah. I don't want anybody touching my asshole when I'm that age. Uh-huh. Taking advantage of me.
Taking advantage. Yeah. People love it.
You got those stay-at-home nurses that are just like, damn. Just Watson.
This fucking cranny asshole.
Oh, man.
That's my favorite.
I always feared that, though. Like, not even a fact of, like...
Fear of grandma assholes? Me too, dude.
I wouldn't want to see mine.
You know, I've never seen one.
But I heard they're good.
I heard they're great and delicious.
Especially on a Thanksgiving feast.
On the Thanksgiving, right? Just the cherry on top. Pop the cherry on top of there. And it is just... It smells like old people.
What does old people smell like?
You know.
Like an IKEA?
You know it when you smell it, you know?
Like you walk into sadness?
You know a doctor's office?
Yeah. I work in a hospital.
Have you ever heard of one?
Huh?
A hospital? You know what those are?
I mean, I have to.
Have you seen one?
Yeah.
I don't think he's seen one.
Can you describe one?
It's the fucking... Looks like it's just another prison.
Another prison. A different prison. Prison for your health.
Yeah. To be
prison, but it's good for you.
The way they have hospitals set up is kind of like a prison. There's like specific sections for different degrees of like, you know, how bad you're doing.
Before I die, I want to know. I want to experience a cranny.
Me too.
Because I feel like cranny can not only be a verb, but a noun. Like it's a living thing.
It's a everything. You know, like some words you can just be used for anything. Yeah.
Go cran yourself, mom.
I don't know what any of those words are. I don't know what a noun or an
adjective. Well, one of them is cran.
The other one's knee. How'd you pass school, bro?
Cheat. Like steal, everybody else,
lie. Steal, lie, cheat, and steal.
It isn't anything new.
No, dude, I cheated in school. Like, I'm surprised I got to where I am now.
You cheat in school so you can cheat in college.
You know, I'm still surprised that I, like, got into college. Like, with all the forms and papers and stuff, that I don't know that I did it. I'm surprised that I did it. Even got in to college.
Surprise!
Like on paper, I'm surprised that I took out like a lot of money for what? Man, this is gold, dude. This is fucking the golden years. These are the golden moments.
I'm not even the nurse in the hospital. I'm a technician. So it's like, oh.
So you're like the least important person.
In a nurse's eyes, yeah.
You do like the lights.
I do like their TVs, their voice, internet TVs and stuff. TVs are a light. That is true.
Many.
Many lights.
Many tiny lights. LEDs.
How'd you learn that in school? Did pixels. You cheat to learn that?
No, I know what pixels are. I think.
What's a pixel?
It's a tiny little light guy thing.
Yo, we got an Atticus Finch in this shit.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's an LED?
An LED?
Yeah.
So legs.
Don't look at me. Look at them.
LEDs stand for losers ending deciding.
You had me there for a second. I was going to question my definition.
We're gonna let that one slide. We're going to let that one slide.
Don't question me and don't question my authority again. Or I will have you physically removed.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to get the go.
Have someone spiritually remove you, too.
Ooh.
And emotionally remove you.
It's even worse than physically remove me.
Yeah, so don't fuck with me.
He just does that and like the whole rest of this whole thing, I'm just there like...
So what we have done is we've performed a mental lobotomy. It's not physical. We didn't do anything with an ice pick. We didn't.
That's what I'm here for.
I would never give somebody a lobotomy, even if they wanted me to. Oh, well, good morning.
Oh.
The pills wore off.
I wasn't able to get his kidney.
We shouldn't have recorded a podcast where we tried to harvest somebody's organs. It's not.
I think that's very incriminating.
They did things to me.
Yeah. In retrospect, probably a bad idea.
I mean, don't you want to relive the moment?
I want to relive my golden years.
I remember that time where we just made a podcast and then failed to remove somebody's organs.
And they woke up.
During the process.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even start the process. Like, we started the process by, like, putting you out, right? Nothing after that. Just kind of waited around and talked shit until you woke up. Like, what were we thinking? That you were just going to shit it out of your ass?
Maybe that's what the Egyptians used to do.
That's not like King shit all their organs out their ass. Why are organs no good after they're dead? Are they?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like,
I think there's like a certain time period that they're still like usable.
Like if your fucking kidney fell out right now out of your ass and it was on the ground for about like 5 minutes, it's cooked.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes.
Damn. Is it 5 minutes? Because like...
It doesn't take that long. Because
I always read like the 3 second rule.
You got to...
But...
You got to ice
it. I guess that's not the same.
That's for eating.
That's for eating. Food, when it dies, it can only be good.
So, like, when my goldfish falls on the floor, it dies?
Here's what I don't understand. Like, why can't you eat a wild animal that died? Roadkill, can you eat that?
Technically?
You could.
I don't think you want to do that.
Why not?
Because you might end up in the land of make-believe, you know, what he calls the hospital.
It's not real.
Doesn't exist.
Hospitals do not exist. We've established that.
Your brain's really going to dribble out your ear if you have one.
My brain's a little runny. I like them like a little like, you know.
I like mine sunny side up.
Over easy. That's a good one.
I like mine fried.
Moons over my head.
Fried brains. Fried brains. Disgusting.
I'm in this make-believe place.
You're making him drink. You realize that?
This is the reason.
You're making him drink.
You with all your eating fried brains. That's disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
Why am I being attacked?
Why aren't you being attacked?
Why am I being judged for what I love?
Because it's 2022.
If I want to flame and yawn some brain, I'm going to do it.
We need something to talk about.
I need to build this brain power, right?
No, we need something to talk about. The whole point is to have a topic to go on about.
So here we are. Fried brains. Mine's a little runny, his a little runny. Yours is fucking fried?
Yeah.
No juice?
Nah.
Brain's fried, bro.
Great. Little pink on the inside never hurt nobody.
Aren't brains like mostly gray?
Not the way I have them.
And that's why they call it gray matter.
Pretty sure it's just covered because of all the blood. Maybe it makes it look pink. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't eat. We have an expert over here. You seem to know a lot.
More than you.
Yeah, I guess so. You mean you seem to be holding back here from the group?
I am.
Is there something you don't know that you're telling us?
It seems like you have something deeper than me.
Is there something you don't know that you're telling
me? What if I frisk you right now? Am I going to find a brain? Am I going to find some matter in your
pants?
His
silence speaks volumes.
Yeah, very much. Look at how much. Look how he's sitting.
Look at how your posture has changed like 40 different times in the past 20 seconds.
This is like a perfect.
What are you talking about?
This is a perfect. This is just me. A perfect experiment for psychology majors to look over the body psychology when somebody's fucking lying.
I'm like stiff like a used sock. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now my used socks, generally sweaty.
The fuck was that? There's someone in the house?
Yeah. And you know what? It's fine because they're supposed to be there.
This is their house anyway.
I'm in somebody's house.
Yeah, we're literally shooting this in someone's house.
I've never been. Just, I've like, never been here up. In my entire
open,
life.
Doors open, went in.
Like they were okay with it.
Mm-hmm. They don't know we're here. We gotta be. That's why we're being quiet.
Perfect.
We're being quiet.
We're being so quiet.
So we're being quiet.
Deathly.
I had to question myself for a second.
You had to question yourself?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the answer?
Doesn't look like
you're questioning yourself.
I don't even know the answer.
So what are you questioning yourself about? What's
the
question?
Wait. You asked him what the answer, you didn't even know what the question was. It's retarded.
I didn't say I was good in school. I said I cheated, remember?
Yes, you did. We have established you cheated. Yeah. You fucking lied and fucking stole and ate a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Out of like the fattest girl's ass.
We're gonna get your diploma taken away. You're gonna cancel it.
You're gonna cancel my diploma? Yeah.
We got them on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Cancel it.
My mom calls me. He's like, why the fuck are the FBI in the house? Mom, just let him take the diploma.
You underestimated my power.
Mom, just let him
so
take the
much
diploma.
Fucking skin in the game, dude. You don't know. You don't know the strings I can pull to fuck you up, bro.
I'm fucking terrified.
It all starts at your favorite coffee shop. He has strings at your favorite coffee shop. It all starts from there. It starts with the little things. The stuff that makes you happy. The stuff that gets you through the day.
Yeah. What would you do like if in the morning you want to go and get your coffee and then all of a sudden you're not allowed in? They say, get out. You can't. I told them.
That's kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's going to get worse. You're going to go to your work. They're going to say, and then you can go inside.
That sounds like a blessing, though.
Like, no, but they don't pay you anymore. So you gotta find you're a fucking DoorDash driver now, fucker, bitch.
They probably make more than what I'm getting.
Loser.
Yeah, you bitch. I used to be a DoorDash driver.
Let's talk about that.
No, I don't want to.
How was it?
It was awful.
What was your review? What's your review
of being a DoorDash driver?
How would you describe your experience?
How was the taste?
Tasted awful.
Have you ever eaten anybody's food?
I wanted to.
One time a pizza showed up and there was a slice missing and I got a free pizza because I refunded it. So it's like, I hope they didn't get fired, but like if they didn't, it was like a win-win. They got some food. I got a free pizza, mostly. Most of a free pizza. Then I ate, I think most of the pizza, you know?
Most of the pizza?
Yeah. Because I had most of the pizza, but then I had most of the pizza.
And then you got all of the pizza.
No, I never had all the pizza to begin. I didn't have all the pizza to begin.
Oh, so you never got like refunded and later on got another one with the money that was refunded?
Not with the money that was refunded.
But for a free
because at that point I had used it. I had used it for something else. Now, that's important. This is a more philosophical question about what money is used for, you know? If you refund a pizza and the next thing you buy isn't a pizza, did you use that money on the pizza or the next time you buy a pizza, that's the pizza money?
I think I know. I know what you're getting at.
It's an important question to think about.
I always thought about that, and to me, no.
It's like if somebody owed you $50 and they gave you $100, and then you gave them $50, then that would work.
Thing is,
I was like,
it's sad.
It's sad to realize the entire time what you were saying. I knew what you were saying, and I was following along with it, and that makes me feel so stupid.
Yeah.
My head's like a dial tone right now. I was like, I just got $50 more.
Well, if you walked into a store and you like held a gun to the person in the store and said, give me $2. Right?
You'd be like, I want the $2 bill though.
I want the $2 bill. Give me a $2 bill. And if you don't have it, brains on the floor, bro.
Scrambled brain, bro.
Scrambled
brain.
Scrambled brain.
Fucking scrambled. How about
scrambled? I'll take a scrambled.
Scrambled brain.
Scrambled brain.
Do you season your scrambled brain?
100%.
With what?
Paprika. Oh. Chili flakes.
All right. Fuck yeah.
Shit.
A little spicy. I'm. You know, I'm of a Hispanic descent. I think. So, you know, I like little spices.
We're in a house. There's a kitchen right up there.
How about you make some of your scrambled fucking brains?
Yeah, you guys want to donate some brain?
No.
You sure? You're not using all of it. You know, as humans, we're only using like 5-10% of it.
So here's what I'm saying. They say every 7 years, you are an entirely different body of cells, right? All your cells were new, right? 7 years or so, something like that.
Something like that.
That's what they say. So what if you found out which cells were dying and then you like harvested them as they died? Because what does a dead brain cell go? Where does that go? If you're entirely new cells, right? Couldn't you have a second you? It's like pregnancy, but it's your own.
But how would it come out? Like,
I don't know.
Would it come out like when you just blow your nose and that's what allergies come from?
You'd have a device. You'd have some kind of contraption hooked up to your body, and it would be teleporting the dead cells into a chamber where it is slowly building you from the ground up.
I'm about to have somebody pay my fucking bills for me.
I need to be like an inventor. You know, like people get on that. Why don't we have that yet?
I
don't think. People are just too stupid to come up with this shit. I just did it. You're welcome. Make another you.
Solve your you problems by putting them all onto other you.
You know
exactly.
What?
Exactly. Blame other you. I'm sorry. That's really that good. Was me 7 years ago.
It's like mentally.
I don't have to.
So.
And it's like washing your sins away too. You can blame the old you.
It's like that way where it's like, you got something to, you have something that's due on this date. You're like, oh, that's for future me problems. So you don't do it the day you're supposed to do it. You just leave it for.
So if we're going to the question of every 7 years, right? And we're taking these cells, right? Making another version of you.
Yeah.
Would it be you from that point those cells were gone? So would it be you at that point 7 years?
It's all your entire body slowly regenerating, right? So it's coming in fragmented. You got you when you're really tiny. But then another year goes by and you're taller now. So that's a you that's got another like half of a head. So it's going to be a blob. It's gonna be a blob when you're growing.
You know what? As long as it's close to looking like me.
But it does look like you, and it's funny.
It's going to my job. It's working for me.
Imagine you as a pile.
That's not what I expected Mini-Me to come out to look like.
You as a pile.
Oh my god.
Fucking make it.
Pile. But imagine dealing with another you. But it's just like the blob that ate everyone.
The pile of sentient flesh.
That one episode of Goosebumps.
Oh my god.
Man, I didn't think about Goosebumps.
And it's all eating everyone.
Dude.
I didn't think about Goosebumps in a long time.
Goosebumps. Damn, man.
I don't know.
Are you afraid of the dark? Somebody told me that they're still afraid of the dark and get over it.
Yeah, dude. All your fears?
Just useless.
Get over it.
Get
over it.
Why fear death? Everyone's going to do it.
Are you afraid of a bullet?
Doing it. Everyone's doing it now. It's a trend, dude.
It's just like graduating. Just when is your time?
When it's your time, it's your time. If you're afraid of bullets, stop being afraid of bullets. They're your friends.
Dude, bullets are your friends. It's only when they're going it's only when they're going really fast.
So yeah. When if someone says like, I'm afraid of bullets, and then someone's like, okay, now you got to face your fears to get over it. It's just like.
That was JFK's best friend, a bullet.
Best friend. I mean, he knew him inside and out.
100%. Head game was strong as shit.
Head game. So strong. Well, his head was weak.
Well, his head was weak. Bullet's head game was
weak. Yeah, I mean, you can't always conquer your fears.
He just wanted to get inside his head, you know? See what he was really...
See what he was thinking about.
And what that bullet knows, God only knows, you know? Oh, man, all that knowledge. Why do they always kill the people that want to improve the world, right? I think that he was good. And that's why they killed people who, like Martin Luther King Jr. His name's too long. Fucking hurry it up. Martin Luther King Jr. It's not that long.
Oh.
Yeah, they killed him. And he was a pretty good guy. So, like, I think JFK was probably good as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. We only know, like, that part of them that they want us to know. You know, what they teach you in school, what's written down about them.
What they don't tell you is
they don't tell you how they
really... a lot of children.
Like, you never know. Like, JFK is like, JFK could have been a secret Discord moderator.
Dude, JFK was on Discord fucking just... Like, I don't want to sound gross or anything, okay? The only word I can come to think of is just like, he's like a shepherd, like herding children. He's hurting them. He's hurting and it hurts them.
Okay, it took me a moment to realize, like,
no, I yeah,
he's there. And they just, you know, like, he must be pretty great. He keeps getting, like, he's got fire game with kids.
Epstein's Island sort of power right there.
Epstein's continent.
My bad, Epstein's continent.
That was a country.
Epstein's land for the home of the free. That's true freedom.
It's truly free now.
Oh, man. So, my 9 to 5 is freedom?
Huh?
My 9 to 5, that's freedom? Huh? Monday through Fridays?
No.
Land of the free, right?
Didn't say that.
Land of the free.
I didn't say that. I said about the island. That's so, true freedom. So, here.
Okay.
Not so free.
Okay, so false advertisement. So, you're saying America is just so run on false advertisement?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Unless you're rich.
Unless you're already rich. Like, yeah. Okay, here's America. It's like the great big, the Big Bang Theory, the show. Really bad. Not funny.
I didn't think it was that funny.
People got rich for bad reasons. Then they wanted to be continuing to be rich. So they're like, let's fucking put everyone to work for money. And then we own everything, and then they pay us. And then we're just fucking, we can have a boat.
And then let's make it hard for anybody to get rich.
Can't when did they invent rich money, people? Though? You know? Like,
as, like, the official currency?
Yeah, I guess. When did the government do that? Probably when it all went bad.
They stopped giving each other gold pieces and started giving each other pieces of paper.
Stopped, yeah, dude. Fucking bring back shiny objects.
Where these coins ain't doing it. I want to be walking around with some, you know, shingles. And
that's right.
Shillings. No, we're going to go back to silly bands. We said it earlier.
Shilling, yeah. Krilling.
I want krilling off this.
Yeah.
I want golden krillings. How much does that Pepsi cost? 5 krillings and 1 silver piece.
1 silver piece. Exactly, dude. The good old days.
Shit, let's bring back dueling.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
fuck,
you know, you have arenas? a dispute with somebody.
Cut the bullshit. Oh, these arenas and they'll play with a ball. Fuck off. Nah. Dude, fucking kill each other. No. I mean, shit, UFC, you know.
You have a dispute but with your neighbor.
It's just only one person. I want it on a massive scale. We got enough people.
Yeah.
We can lose a lot of them. How about all the fucking idiots that all the stupid people, IQ under a certain amount?
I think he's talking about us.
I think that's
I think cooked. You guys need to go in the arena and fight. And then one of you dies.
You just see like one of us come back with blood all over. All right, so let's continue the podcast. Finally,
he released me from this physical realm.
Yeah.
So like, even speaking of that and having like a coliseum.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
I was going to say like, would there be one location for the Grand Coliseum?
The Grand Coliseum. There's the one in every state.
So there's going to be one in every state.
Yep.
It has to be a Walmart part.
But is there like going to be like
Walmart partnership? Yeah.
There's like a Walmart next to each Coliseum.
They have to be.
And they got like the subways in the inside and shit like that. And, actually, I don't think they do that anymore. They still do?
Yeah.
I heard someone told me that they went to a Walmart and there was no subways inside. And I was like,
Walmart
wait, what?
Is well, not there. Everyone. They went to a subway and there was no subway. There's no more subway. Like, it's just that one.
You guys still eat at Subways?
Nah. Huh?
You guys like still eat there? Subways?
No. No.
I'm gonna be real. When the fuck is like, when was it ever relevant anymore?
Dude, they fucked themselves with the $5 footlong. And then everyone remembers them for that.
Yep.
None of them are.
Now it's $5 in tax.
And tax, and it's only half, right?
And then some dude fucked $5, a kid into a sandwich.
$5, 6 inch. And then some guy, some pervert was representing their company and just kept on shoving sandwiches up his butt, bro.
Jesus Christ.
No one likes that.
I think we should send him to the Coliseum.
I think.
Imagine some kind of like plastic tube, right? See through. You gotta see through it. And you cram Subway foot long sandwich up the tube. And it becomes this kind of like, you know, compact shit shaped thing going rising up the tube into someone's asshole. What if you boofed the Subway?
But Behold, my man's is up to something. That's $5 boofs, saying. Please.
$5 boof.
Yo, another one next to Subway. Quiznos.
Sponsored by Quiznos. DJ Khaled.
DJ Salad.
Another one. DJ Salads. Salad Works.
I love Salad Works.
I've never been.
I've never been to
Quiznos.
You never
been to Salad Works?
Quiznos? It's nice. Nope.
Never been. I was actually thinking about that because I think when I moved here, there was, you know where the Subways is? There was a Quiznos.
It's only Subway. It's not Subways.
Only one Subway.
There's only one.
You dingus.
But it's a chain.
But no, but it's, the chain is called Subway. Like, I don't.
Are there
more than one location? Fuck, you got me, dude.
I don't know why I always used to say Subways. I feel like a fucking idiot.
I'm just a stickler. I'm not a grammar Nazi.
Are you sure?
I promise. There's a like word for what I am.
Caucasian?
I mean, yeah. We know. I'm sorry.
The Caucasian persuasion.
I forget.
Pedantic.
That's too big of a word.
I'm pedantic. Somebody who annoys others by correcting small errors.
That's my fucking
caring
bad.
Too much about minor details or emphasizing their own expertise, especially in some narrow or boring subject matter.
In parentheses,
actually,
just edits the whole thing where it's just me like taken out.
Yeah,
he was like, "Yeah, you were dead weight.
Yeah, you were really not relevant to the conversation at all." And especially this part, dude. I cut you out of this part because you are not. Contributing. You're not fucking contributing.
I'm the biggest Tigger fan in the world.
I didn't know there were those.
There's Tigger conventions.
Enthusiasts? What about Eeyore? Classic. I hope he gets the help that he needs.
maybe you should just get over it.
Now that is a good idea. He should get over it.
You should just get over and eat Piglet.
And just get back on the grind set, you know? Just go back
in. Bitches fucked him up, man.
Bitches fucked him up.
They took the nail out of his wee-wee, and now it's not there no more.
What was the rabbit's name? Does anyone remember? That old man-looking-ass rabbit?
Yeah, it was fucking Alfred.
Was it really?
I'm actually genuinely curious, man.
Alfred!
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock.
You know, I heard he was a piece of shit.
Huh?
I mean, with a name like that.
Alfred Hitchcock.
National Geographic?
Yeah, they take cool pictures.
Keep going.
Why don't I take cool pictures?
Then they post them onto Instagram. NASA does it too, where they take a picture and then they put that on Instagram. And you can, like, follow these accounts. And then that's, like, National Geographic. But it's on Insta. But it's natural. It's national. It's natural. It's geographics. Geographic. You ever like look at
this is a lot of barnacles.
You ever look at geography, and you're like, man, they needed to update the geographics on this.
Need to upgrade this fucking map. This tree's not there now. This
mountain. I hate what you did there.
This mound's like a couple inches shorter. They need to fix that.
You ever go on the 3D like version of fucking Google Maps and buildings are just like the polygons are missing?
That's concerning. Then you actually like visit that building and there's just like pieces of it actually missing. It's like collapsed already. It's
fucked.
Oh.
Google Earth single-handedly destroyed half of most buildings in real life.
I believe it.
Without killing anybody, they destroyed.
Yeah, it's
half the earth. Glitch.
They'll fall, but they don't take any damage because it's like, what the fuck? Like,
no fall damage.
Yeah. And they just keep clipping back up. And then just like a whole building of people just like, you know, because they're sitting on nothing, but there is nothing, but it is something, but it's not. What if Google Earth like was updating real time? I could just be, why would you travel?
What do you mean? Like if Google's like, Google Earth's constantly updating, like, instead of traveling, you just look on Google Earth and it's like, instead of me being there, I'm just going to see it on my computer screen. Is that Egypt right now? That looks great.
But just put it on my green screen.
Dude, we're basically there in society, you know, except for the, you can't feel the breeze, but you can get a fan. You can hook something up.
What if you just like
you can get hook a fan up to blow like a nice, cool sea breeze? Just have salt water in the room.
Just splash on your face or something.
What if you just like connect your VR?
Hire people to just you.
You're in VR.
I was like, all right, so I always said that I wanted to make enough money to just be able to eat whatever food I want. Now I'm at a level where I'm like, man, one day I want to make it big and be able to afford a personal chef, right? Now I've reached a new level, of course, as it always seems to happen where, you know, because I ordered a personal chef, I reached that. So the next step up, obviously, is to have a crew of people to make it as realistic as possible an experience for me to be in VR. And they just, you know, a nice sea breeze, squash some water in my face. because that's what the ocean
on the
does.
Fucking ear,
but they'll get better at it as the years go by. I'm just always on a beach, and it's them. Someone gets paid. They really suicidal. They get paid to just spray water in my face. Nice. That's like, dude, he's fucking like. Have you ever read the book Ikigai?
No.
it's like the Japanese philosophy about finding your life's purpose.
That actually sounds like I'm not even joking. That sounds interesting.
It is. It's a good book. But it's just so funny that I'm using it for this.
It's a great read.
In the book that they talk about, like, somebody who is an elevator attendant, how do they live with themselves doing that forever?
You're telling me, dude.
Ketamine.
So
ketamine,
lots of drugs.
Yeah.
Porn like crazy, like
like a fucking addict. That one arm's bigger than the other. It's like it's third floor, please. And they're like,
attic.
Just a big ass buff arm just hitting floor three. She's like, "You working out?" He's like, "No, no,
I'm just working it over."
See, what I will say is that my left arm is stronger.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say something else. I thought you were like, "Is this it?" It's just.
Yeah.
My left arm is stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to explain why.
No.
I will say that.
There's no reason.
I thought you were just going to say, like, spark notes, you know, all
that. But that's a good point, honestly, that you bring that up with, like, those people being able to live with themselves like that. Because even when I'm at work, right, or any other place that I've been to.
You have existential, like dread.
You look at everybody, right? And I don't know why this happens to me. I just put myself as them, and I'm just like, is this what you wanted, or were you just afraid?
Afraid of what?
To reach the top and take the bumps along the way,
dude. I think we've all been sort of fucked over.
Oh yeah, like no, like
I don't think
bad. Like bad.
It's none of our fault.
No, but it's like.
But it kind of is.
In a sense, for some.
Your choices. It's some. For the choices for you make.
No. Are you seriously about the like YouTube channel?
Yeah, so.
Because we could promote it. It's like, that's why you're on, you know?
Hi.
To promote your YouTube
channel. I'm here.
That like five people watch this. Sort of.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, don't piss yourself.
Don't fuck it up.
This is a leather couch. Don't piss on it.
Five people watch this, so
pay attention.
If you can't handle this,
okay.
You're not ready for the big time.
Yeah, for the big time. No, I'm ready. You're not ready. You're not ready.
The fuck you mean I'm not ready?
What the fuck you crying for? You're fucking.
I'm not fucking. I'm not fucking crying.
Yeah, look at you fucking crying. You're leaking.
Bitch.
You're leaking on his couch.
Dude.
You're leaking your fluid all over his couch.
Why'd you have to tell me? He was going to go this whole entire time. It's been like a fucking hour and he hasn't noticed. Now you're going to say something?
Yeah.
I'm a tattletale.
It's a cutthroat business. It's a cutthroat business.
Dude, I've known you for like 13 plus years. And you're going to do it now? You're going to do it now in front of everybody? In front of his five
viewers?
You're
supposed to be advertising your YouTube channel. You're
I'll do it in front of my
right
salad.
Now to betray him like that?
Yeah, well, really, dude.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm on your side now.
If you want to
progress. Why would you tell me that he's taking a piss on my couch? Disgusting. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to know?
Because I don't want to know.
He doesn't want to know. Why does he want to know?
That's gross.
You would smell it.
Disgusting.
No,
information.
Mine is odorless.
Disgusting.
Odorless. I'm hydrated.
What's up about piss is odorless?
Mine. Mine.
Oh boy, we got the special ed here with the odorless fucking I'm sorry.
Special ed.
You're a dick.
Damn.
Well, I've been calling you Bingus and Dingus, and now you're kidding me with the freaking
and Bongus. I'm hitting you with the Bongus.
I don't think I can see you anymore.
Bongus?
I'm gonna be real.
Can we go back to promoting, please?
I don't know if I can work with him anymore.
Yeah, what's your fucking channel called? The fuck?
Okay, so
I'll do your promo for it. What's it called?
It's gonna be Five Stage Rage.
Five Stage Rage.
Yeah.
Go check him out.
We're starting soon. Hopefully.
That's your ad.
That's my ad. This is our ad.
Yeah.
This is probably the best fucking ad we've ever gotten in the longest time.
Go check it out.
We're starting it up soon. You're gonna look, and there's gonna be nothing there. But that's the point. For now.
For now.
Okay.
Just go there.
For now.
Subscribe. And then it'll start.
For now.
Oh, yeah. We got to get ready for the whole, like, oh, yeah. Don't forget to like, comment, and tickle the bell.
Tickle the bell.
I like that.
Give it a nice fucking.
Don't even hit the bell. The bell's delicate. Tickle it. Slightly.
You got to cradle.
You got to cradle the bell. Make sure you hit that little nipple on the inside so it gently hits against one of the walls and it dings. Then you know now you're ready. Now you're always ready for us to be ready.
Yeah, but no, seriously, I'm just like ecstatic. Sorry.
Really? Yeah. Oh.
He can't handle the pressure. He can't handle the pressure.
Yeah, that's where all my hair
can't
went.
Handle the pressure.
That's where all his hair went. You hear that?
Huh?
You know, all that stress and pressure?
Oh wow.
Can we get into that real quick? What kind of pressure? What kind of pressure? Was it like this? was it that kind of pressure?
It was more like a little Chinese lady was gripping every pressure point in my scalp and squeezing at the same time while screaming at me.
I'm going to be honest.
You sound like you have schizophrenia.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That's fire. When can I eat it?
Dude, what can I do?
He's like, I see it. I see the fire.
What can I do to get it?
So now what? What do I get?
So what do I get? Do I get a prize?
Dude, I wish I wish mental illnesses came with prizes. Like, dude, I think like I've everyone's self-diagnosed. I'm like the closest, most accurate thing I could give myself is some sort of OCD. And it brings good things with it.
I mean, the most prizes you get are the orange bottles with the white caps that you pick up at pharmacies.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are great candy.
When you combine them, out of this world.
What? Combine them with what?
Anything. Each other.
Each other.
Alcohol.
Yeah, you ever mix fucking Percocets and Red Bull?
No.
Sprinkle it with some pixie dust and you're...
And you're set. Can we get like the flavored...
You're set.
The flavored Red Bull?
It has to be... Green apple. It has to be green apple. 100%.
I'll be real.
Oh, yeah.
Back at a time when the green apple one was like relevant, because I don't see that shit no more. That was a good one.
Winter green apple.
Oh, wait. Oh.
It's seasonal, stupid.
That's my stomach.
You okay? Does your stomach want to talk about it?
Don't worry.
I have acid reflux. Beer is really good.
What prize do you get for that?
Like, I've been like this whole time. Like...
Yeah, let us know what kind of prize do you get for.
What?
Why did you lean up like you knock somebody out and you're like. Don't ever interrupt me. You know who I am?
I think he also has schizophrenia now.
It's contagious?
It's contagious. Awesome. It's contagious. We just proved it.
Dude, I call your skits?
Yeah.
You call it skits.
Dude, thank you. What do I get?
Shit, I don't even know what I got.
What, let me know in the comments. What do we get?
What do we get?
What do we now? What? We, so,
wait. What do wait. They get?
Yeah, you don't have you shit. Don't
get no, I don't have shit.
You're Mr. Normie Norm Square.
You're fucking normal fuck.
Me and him are shaped like...
You don't understand how hard it is to be me.
Yeah, bro. Like,
you, whatever.
You're like, you got me? All that nice fucking
ridiculously
hair.
Hard to do anything.
You got these piercings. You got this nice full head of hair. While you're a circle, me and Tyler are sitting here like trapeziums.
Like the stunt actors?
Trapezoids?
Trapezoids.
You're thinking of trapezoids.
No, triangular prisms.
Those are the acrobatics.
You think of the acrobatics, bro.
We're three dimensional while you're flat.
Oh, that's what we get.
Yeah.
Mental illness makes you 3D.
Yeah.
You're fucking, you're just a
NPC. I'm just flat Stanley. Just two dimensional. I'm an NPC.
NPC, yeah.
Normal person.
Fucking guy, you know?
I don't know what the C stands for.
Average Joe.
I don't want to be the average Joe.
Non-player character.
You're a support class. Nothing more.
I don't want to play. Can I disconnect?
Nope.
No.
You're programmed in. You're just part of...
Can they program me out next patch? Can I say like the most fucked up shit when you talk to me? They just take me out?
Don't you think that we have real life fucking...
As he sips a fucking beer, pray for it.
Pray for it. You think in real life we have real life patch notes? And you could count it as fucking like diseases?
Yeah, it's when like, I get fucking sick like every month.
Like new month, it's December. What's the new patch? The flu.
Well, the patch is not the flu. The patch would be the flu shot, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Glitches. Shit that makes people die.
Like balance updates and patches.
Do you ever think about, like how if you eat, like, mold, you, like, can die?
Yeah.
Like, there's shit that just breaks your body. That's a glitch. That's a glitch.
It's a virus.
It's a virus, and you need to... They need to fix it in the new patch. The new patch will be able to eat mold.
New patch, hey, you live in or...
New patch, sorry to everybody who died from the mold, but you can eat it now.
hey, like, you know, developer update here. Everybody who died in the previous update, you're just dead. But hey, if you stuck around, we got a new patch, got a new fucking miracle drug for you right here. Percocets
with Red Bull. Red Bull. Crisp apple. Just the way you like it.
These ones don't have fentanyl in it. I fucked that up.
That's like your slogan. Like they include that into it.
I fucked that up. Don't have fentanyl in it. I fucked that up.
Next episode of That's Fucked Up.
They include the wing too. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
So like, if they use that in the ad, right? If you mix it and they use that in the ad with the, you know, Red Bull gives them wings. Does that just mean you're dead? That you're,
Red Bull gives them winks?
I said winks.
Yeah, you did.
I thought I said wings.
Well, it kind of fit, though, because I winked.
Wings.
Oh, you winked?
I did. I can't really wink.
Let me see one right now.
I could do that, but this
one... It looks like you're constipated.
This one, not really.
You're really using those eye muscles right there. I feel like you're trying to focus to blow up my mind. That's how much all of that focus went into squeezing your eyes shut.
You just end up like Professor Xavier after you did that. You're just in a wheelchair now.
You should make a short video where you pinch a loaf of bread.
It's like, it's like I pinched a loaf.
Ow! Except that is his knee, not a loaf.
Imagine that was a loaf of bread.
You pinched a knee.
But you're taking this too literal.
You want to pinch my loaf?
I don't see how I could take it any less literally. You said, I'm a pinch a loaf. Is that a button? That's a button. Oh my God, we found a button.
I know one of his other buttons.
It makes different sounds every time though. Whoa.
He pressed the wrong button.
Like violence. I don't promote.
He pressed the wrong button. That's not my fault.
You knocked him out.
He pressed the wrong button.
Stay lane. You knocked him out, dude.
Your words knocked him out now.
Because I told him to. And now he's just sleeping. You knocked him to the bed.
Sleep over at Tyler's house.
Sleep over at Tyler's place.
He's very accommodating. He just left my limp body on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, what?
He's going to get a cleanup crew later.
I'm not going to drive you home for you.
Why would he drive you home?
For a blanket, you just put a paper towel on me.
He puts whatever that pink thing is on you.
That is a flamingo.
That's a flamingo? Yeah. I was thinking it was a flamingo, but I didn't want to assume, you know? We live in a... We live in a time, you know?
Did you just assume my favorite animal?
Dude, did you just assume that was a
flamingo? Did you assume
that was a flamingo? Dude, you don't know.
A flamingo.
What?
My man's out here. This man's out here making Pokemon names.
I think you need more drugs, bro.
Flamingo.
That sounds kind of good. That sounds...
Flamingo.
Sounds like a really good name for a restaurant.
John Quiñones. What would you do? What would you do?
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. What would you do? It's worded. Wait. Remember that show, What Would You Do?
Wait. Was that the one with...
That's like, where I went. You gotta keep up, man.
That's where you're going with
Yeah.
It?
John Quiñones, he's the
host. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm gonna be real. I haven't seen that in... The only time I really watched is when our schools used to show that.
I don't think I watched that show. I was thinking about that Dare God, show.
I'm so sorry.
Uncultured.
I ruined it.
Fucking... You never watched TV?
What's a TV? I'm not privileged.
He just reenacted the fucking show in his room.
What would you do?
A schizophrenic.
You've seen them.
Oh, look, I got
it. On YouTube. You've seen it on YouTube plenty of times.
You know what's crazy? I was not allowed to use YouTube till high school.
Damn.
Yeah.
You really lost out on some prime internet.
I know I did.
One of the first.
I used to sneak it in middle school. I got in trouble.
I think one of the
not
first.
Not anymore, though. I'm sorry.
I think.
Well, you can keep going.
Think.
I'm so sorry. I keep interrupting him. I'm
first
so sorry,
YouTube
dude.
Videos.
His that rage is growing.
I saw was the Jackass video where they poop in a funnel and he put the helmet on and pew.
Now he's a YouTube poop.
those were actually good back in the day. I mean, I heard some are still good now.
Some, yeah.
I just don't know
where they nothing really, burns.
I don't know where they are. Like Much Dank.
A core memory burned in my
count?
Head.
Does Much Dank count as YouTube poop?
The only YouTube poops I remember were the fucking Fine. The SpongeBob and the King of the Hill ones.
Oh yeah. My god, King of the Hill was a good YouTube poop. King of the Hill is a funny show to me. A lot of people like bash that show, but I personally enjoy it.
Who bashes it?
Oh my god, one of my friends used to say that's a shitty show. That's a show. I was like, I mean, that's your opinion. Fuck.
Yeah, dude. Dude, people get mad about their opinions, like when people disagree with them.
Yeah,
like,
people just swipe away your fucking opinions, dude. Dude,
if you don't agree with me, even opinions on movies, bye.
I'm like, nah, wow.
I only want to associate with people who are me.
Yep, I'm like, you want to live in your own little bubble. Sorry to burst it to you, but Spider-Man 3 was awesome, and you're wrong.
Yeah, Spider-Man
3. Spider-Man 3 did not suck. You suck.
I'm going to burst it to you.
You just yelling at your mom like that?
Mom, you're wrong. Spider-Man 3 was the shit. You're wrong. That's why Dad left. I'm cultured.
Fucking swine.
Dad left because you're so stupid. Didn't watch a movie.
He didn't watch Spider-Man 3.
It's all you had to do. Truly. It's a weird fucking, what's the thing called where it's this or nothing? You make a...
Nerf?
It's Nerf. Ultimatum, bro. That's a weird fucking ultimatum.
Yeah.
Watch Spider-Man 3 or I'm leaving you. And like it. Watch it and like it or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
That's like a deal breaker my first date.
I think that's my big
deal
breaker.
No, it's like late. It's like a year.
Like,
not
like, it has to be like at least 5 years, 6 years into the relationship. You just put on Spider-Man 3. She's like, babe, why are we watching this? This sucks.
What do you mean, why?
And he's like,
we've got a kid together. We're watching this.
This is... You don't even know me.
This is like a big part of my life.
I can't believe you.
This fictional character played by this man that obviously doesn't love
it at all time.
Just get out.
Never listen. You never just fucking listen.
Just get out. Just get out.
I could have been those husbands that beat people, beat their wives. All I asked is you watch Spider-Man 3 and like it. That's all I asked.
I could have been one of those people who fucking kills you.
I did. Fucking kill you. I would have grilled you right now. I could have grilled you right now.
I could be one of those people who fucking absolutely murders you.
The way you said it and you did a little smile.
You're like...
Because I just like wasn't really satisfied with the phrase I came up with. And I was like...
It's like I want to deliver it better.
Yeah, I want
to... You should Uber a new line.
I could have been one of those people who fucking pushes you down the stairs and says it was an accident.
Please make it sound more... You look really convincing.
Yeah, you do.
You're like, I got to push you down the stairs right
you
now.
You also look like you're about to cry after you said that.
Do I look like I'm going to cry?
Not anymore. You look fine now. Thank God. I thought I was going to have to deal with you. You're fucking emotional wreck.
You know me. I'm such an emotional bitch.
Wait, he cried before we turned on the camera, and I had to, like, talk him through it. Like, dude, it's okay. It's okay. Just turn it on.
I get that way sometimes, you know? I'm a burden. What can I say? What can I say?
Yeah.
I identify as a burden.
I think and we all do.
Damn.
Right?
His dad said the same thing about him.
And you need to accept that about me. I'm a net negative. I will be a net negative in your life. And you need to, that's just part of being friends with me.
What's your blood type?
Don't remember. I've learned so many times, keep forgetting.
I just wanted to keep
no, it's a guy who could really truly be there for you in times of need.
Okay.
Well, I have type O, so I can give it to anybody. Same.
Fuck yeah, thank you, dude.
Yeah, no problem, bro. If you ever need like a leader,
I'm gonna be friends with him.
I'm also O, so thanks for that.
If you ever,
I'm gonna not. I don't care.
If you ever need
I want his organs.
If you ever need a leader, I could help you.
Leader,
your leader, bro.
So, I depend on you guys because I am not a type O, and I don't think I am. I don't know. I forget. I'm feeling like a Staris Moon.
Yeah, don't tell me about your. What is your the positions of the moon with your zodiac sign?
Mine's currently up somewhere up,
up
there.
Up the sky,
somewhere
I think.
Around. It's like a little on edge.
Coming around.
I'll be real. I never understood those. Way. Like, I know my zodiac. I just don't know the what was it? The rising sun and the fucking moon.
Be an earth?
Are you an earth or I know you I look like a fire
type. You're
fire type.
No, I'm actually earth.
With all these signs, it sounds like you're describing like a Pokemon typing. Right? It's like, oh, you're a Capricorn. You're earth type.
Dude, yeah, how many types of Pokemon are there? Probably 12.
Yeah, hey, who's ready for the new Pokemon?
Is Are we sponsoring the new Pokemon?
There is a Pokemon called Taurus.
Yeah, there is.
There is, yeah.
There's not one called Capricorn.
No. They need to make the other 11. Where's Aquarius? Where's representation? Me and Oprah are dying.
Wait, you're an Aquarius?
Yeah, baby.
So aren't you a water then? Not fire?
Air, right? Why?
No, I think what Aquarius is water.
What is this?
No,
the last
it
air
should
bender?
Be, right? But it's air.
It's air?
Air.
You serious? That's weird.
An air is another type, right? Bird.
Flying.
Be flying. After a, flying, with, like hearing this bird air and type. Shit stuff made me sound like, are we talking about like fucking stuff from the last Avatar now? The last Airbender?
I saw the animated movie that you sent to. 2025. They're making an animated movie when they grew up. And they're older.
All grown up.
Well, they... Oh, my All God.
Grown up, no. Wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats or that.
Really?
No.
Yep.
When I'm famous down the line, I'm going to send you a bill from this very moment, just from me, for my time.
For royalties.
Yeah, yeah. This.
Yeah, like, so for every minute, it's going to be
you owe
silly
me
bands.
Tens of thousands.
It's
going
to be silly bands.
Silly bands is the currency.
It will be the understood, currency. Understood. I guarantee you it will be the currency.
You know, I'm a paladin.
The world
silly
reserve
bands.
Currency is going to fall. We know it. It's coming. It's on its way.
It's on its way out.
What do you think is going to replace it? I think it's silly bands.
I'm going for silly bands.
I think they're fucking going to replace it with
or cookie
these,
pens.
cookie pens.
Smencils could be.
Oh my God. I never had one until I finally got one. It
was
fucking
thinking,
cinnamon.
I was thinking knickknacks.
You remember that? Shit? So, okay.
Just things?
So,
yeah.
There was this thing. I don't know if it was really.
What is it? Wait, no,
no, little action figures called
yeah,
knickknacks.
So McDonald's and Burger King used to sell those when we were kids.
I was asking him. I want to know.
I don't want to know from you.
Because, like, that's who said it.
Okay. You know what?
You'll get to just have his idea. What's a knickknack?
That's fair.
Thank you. Thank you. A knickknack is when it was this little promotion of toys from McDonald's and Burger King where these little action figure guys.
Stole that from me.
And they gave you, like, a little.
No,
like,
he stole the beginning of the explanation from you because you started it.
But, they basically were like this toy, and it's these different like little. They look like Minecraft guys, and
Roblox.
Yeah, they look like blocks, of like characters that are shaped like blocks, and they're like solid colors. And then they came with this little like sheet of stickers, and they had like their faces, their arms, and shit. And you would put it on the fucking toy, and then you
yeah.
can move. And then fuck essentially, these little action figure guys can like latch onto each other, and you can put them in different poses.
Oh, so they
and
fucking
shit.
They fuck.
Yeah, they fuck. They were just like very.
Like, you know,
like,
mount your friends?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you can just mount your knickknacks together and make cool poses.
So that's the world reserve current. That your money's on knickknacks?
Yeah, that or Pokemon. Like Pokemon. Virtual, like, you know, you just go on Pokemon Go. You want that McGriddle? All right, give me your Charizard.
It's like, boss, the payroll just didn't add up. You gave me 3 Charmanders and a Rattatat?
Where's my 4th Charmander?
I gave you 40 hours. This week, and I gave you what's acquainted for it. 3 Charmanders and a Rattatat. Sir, I was supposed to get 3 Charmanders, a Rattatat, a Dratini, and a Turtwig.
Oh, that was a response. I didn't know you didn't separate the characters with any voice or facial or angle or anything.
Oh, no,
you
that's just me.
Responded.
I'm just very dry.
Now his schizophrenic
This whole entire time, I actually thought I was just doing this by myself.
He's
I didn't even know you guys were here.
He's talking to himself in the mirror at this point.
Oh, this is fucking sick. Sorry, my schizophrenia was acting up again. So...